FM 98.3 WGTL, that's Mac Brock, Greater Things, Chris Tomlin, I Will Rise. Before that, hey, happy Thursday morning, 7:04.
Your friend Lisa Landis wants to play Your Requests and Your Dedications. That's Fridays at 5 o'clock. You can listen tomorrow for your cue to call or email Lisa at WGTL.com. You can even post your requests on the Facebook page. That's every Friday afternoon, the Friday Request and Dedication Hour, 5 o'clock on FM 90.3 WGTL. It is sponsored by Lancaster Bible College, providing over 50 areas of study from a biblical worldview. More at lbc.edu.
This morning, our friend and author David Bohr is with us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Great to have you here. Doing well. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, first, I want to say hi to my wife, Shannon, my son, Joshua. I want to say hi to my parents and also to my riding buddy, Laura, and her family who are tuning in this morning.
And you've written a book, and the title of it is The Pride of Central. And before we talk about the book, you've spent the past 20-plus years writing about local sports.
Yes, for about 17 years, I was a sports writer for the Harrisburg Patriot News. For the last 3 years or so, I've been a freelancer, writing for newspapers like the Lebanon Daily News and the Lancaster Intel, covering local sports and especially local baseball.
And I understand that you got the idea for your book while being at a baseball game.
Yes, it was way back by now, in 2008, I was covering an American Legion baseball tournament, and I started thinking about telling the story of a team from the point of view of just one player, maybe the pitcher.
Right.
And then as time went on, I thought, well, what if I like started saying it from the pitcher's point of view, and then the season from the catcher's point of view, then the left fielder's point of view? And I never did this as a journalism story, but I began to imagine it as a fiction story. And each of the characters, each of the players, the coaches, players' parents, reporters covering the team, players' girlfriends, they start to develop in my mind. And for about 8 years, I kept thinking about this story. But in 2016, when I became a freelancer and my schedule for work kind of changed, I was able to sit down and actually start writing it out.
Yeah, and when did you come up with the idea that some of these players and teams were symbolic and it actually took on more significance?
That came a few years after the story ideas appeared in my head. At first, it was just a story about a team trying to do as well as they could. But as time went on, I thought, that's interesting a little, but maybe not interesting enough. It needed something more. And so if I have an inner C.S. Lewis, I tried to channel my inner C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
He took a fantasy story and made it all symbolic about the Christian faith. I took this baseball story and I made it symbolic of the story of the four Gospels, where all the major characters and all the major events are in some way symbolic of what you read about in the New Testament.
Very cool. So some of the characters are actually some of the characters in the New Testament.
You will encounter the disciples. You will encounter some of the religious leaders. You'll encounter some of the Roman figures. And you'll find events, you know, events that you might think would be very difficult to convey in a baseball setting. I tried my best to convey in this story.
And I think it's interesting that as a sports reporter, you even included them as part of your story.
Yes. Not to give too much away, there's a couple of reporters who do move the story a little bit as they cover this baseball team, this fictitious baseball team named Central. They influence what happens too, and they also play a role in the allegory I tried to create.
We're talking to David Bohr, the author of The Pride of Central. David, where is your book available?
Right now, the book is available on Amazon. It is available in print format. It is available in Kindle format. And tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I have a signing event at the 3J's Coffee Shop in Palmyra.
Oh, we know our friends at 3J's. They've come out to Kids Cookie Break Fest. Good group of folks. So you're going to be there tomorrow?
I'm going to be there tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's great.
Yay!
Congratulations on that. Coming up, we'll talk more with David. We're even going to give you a chance to win his book in a little bit, so stick around. Music on the way, too.